live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
Oh, yeah, it is. And don't forget about 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. What do you got to say this week? Starting off the week right with a beautiful sunny day, blue sky. It is cold outside, though. I mean, it is cold. Woo! But that's the way it's going to be. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to see a whole lot of moisture this winter, which, well, you know, that sucks because that means we're probably going to be turning our sights towards another drought. But for now, it's very pretty outside. So that's optimism. Start to the week, a beautiful day. Carry that with you. And then you start thinking about everything that's going on. We got a city council meeting coming up, and they're talking about things finally that seem to have been going around for a few years now. Selling off property why are they accumulating property? Selling off property to pay down debt? Why does that sound familiar? Yeah, I think that was one of Eddie Lorton's ideas. Also going after the county to help with the homeless issue, since it's really their responsibility. Yep, finally doing that. That sounds familiar too. Well, everybody's been screaming about that. Since the day that shelter was built, people just couldn't wrap their heads around why it was being built in the city of Reno and why it was being run by the city of Reno. I mean, they put it in what they consider a convenient place because that's where all the homeless people are. Since they don't have cars, supposedly that's where they need to be, rather than taking them out of the downtown area. It's craziness. Craziness. But if you plan on running for higher office as a mayor, don't you think you have to make yourself look good by saying that you're solving these problems that have been going on for years and years and years that you haven't been taken care of? But since elections are just around the corner, makes you wonder. Speaking of solving the homeless issue, it's not going to be solved. It's going to be a continuous problem. And just like everything else, it's blamed on President Trump. Even though the problem was being ignored and being turned into the beast that it is all across the entire country for, probably a good decade before we had a President Trump. But it's his fault. Talk about passing the buck. People stabbed during Hanukkah. Hate crime. Not being tried as a hate crime. And Bill de Blasio coming out and saying it's Trump's fault. What do you think about people who, as elected representatives, just point fingers? Because whether our homeless issue is the county's issue to take up, It's interesting that as an entity upon yourself that you can't take care of it. Makes me wonder about finger pointers. There's a lot of finger pointing going on. Everywhere you look, when you really listen to people, it's always somebody else's fault. Just so you know, there's an uptick at the wall, at the border, an uptick of people getting across illegally to continue to put a burden on our system. Now, the other side is going to say, you're just haters. You want people to suffer. They're fleeing, well, basically war-torn countries because it is a drug war. Once again, pointing fingers. Why should we be held responsible to take care of all the people in multiple countries when this war on drugs has been going on for decades? And multiple government officials, multiple governments, they just let the problem go. Thirteen-year-old American killed over the weekend. Another family driving down the road got caught in the middle. If we continue to point fingers and not get the bad guys out of this country and continue to let more bad guys in, we are going to see that on the streets here. Oh, wait, we already do. In isolated areas, yes, we already do. In Chicago, in New York, in Atlanta, large drug hubs. A lot of the problems that we have in this country stem from other countries and what's coming in. The drugs, the fentanyl. Oh, fentanyl-laced cocaine. Killing somebody else. Excuse my coldness or callousness, but you can die from cocaine use even if it's not laced with fentanyl. I never appreciated the concept of getting people the Narcan pill or the Narcan injections. If people are going to kill themselves with drugs, they're going to kill themselves with drugs. It's not like it needs another warning that this is deadly. Why do we keep allowing, and in some cases encouraging, well, in a lot of cases encouraging, because, hey, we don't want you using a dirty needle and killing yourself faster, so we're going to give you a clean needle so you can do it slowly. And not only are we going to give you a clean needle, we're going to give you a safe space to do it. And now we have someone running for president who just wants to legalize all drugs. Talk about the death of a nation. And if you didn't know, that was Buttigieg. Yeah, I don't see how any good can come of that. Call me a prude, call me selfish. I don't care. Names don't bother me, but the problem in this country is drugs. Plain and simple. Because with those drugs comes a lot of money. With that money comes a lot of power. With that power comes a lot of dead Americans. Our eyes are on other countries right now, which still is crazy. People calling this terrorist, even though, you know, he's over in his own little world, the man who kills and sets the plans to kill hundreds of Americans. People in this country, the media celebrating him. It's just crazy. Again, it goes back to the drugs. Even from over there. Well, why don't we just wipe out the poppy fields? The known poppy fields. Oh, no, we can't do that because people there, that's their livelihood. That's their agricultural resource. Are you kidding me? With all of the hundreds of millions of dollars that we send to these America-hating countries, we can't figure out another resource for them? Something else for them to grow? I say one of these drone strikes. Next one, hit the poppy fields. Just a thought. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local for all of Northern Nevada. What is your concern? What are you going to tackle this week? We've got a couple of other things for the Incline Village General Improvement District. You've got some important meetings coming up. Also, Washoe County. All that and more coming up. 884-9910. You want to get your thoughts in? 884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Monica Jay Show, live and local. Thank you so much for tuning us in today and any day. Just give me a little bit of your time and hopefully we can educate each other. That's what I love. 884-9910. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And I encourage people, if you haven't found your voice yet, I'll do it for you. I have no problem doing that. And the emails that I get, I absolutely love and appreciate. So after our Fox News upbreak, I'm going to actually read one of my emails that I got that is rather long, but It covers some of the best things. That's just incredible. So I have to share it with you in its entirety. Also, wanted to share this one with you. Because people, you put some of the best things into words that I absolutely love. Even some of the cartoons. Al, I know you're listening. Thank you so much for the cartoons that you send me, because you, or the memes. I guess they're not cartoons anymore. They're memes. I appreciate them so much. I'm going to read this one. How many Democrats does it take to fix a problem? It's got a picture of Gavin Newsom. No one knows. It's never happened. Oh, remember, kiddies, you can vote your way into communism, but you have to shoot your way out. Poignant words right now, especially if you're in Virginia. You have to pay attention to what's going on in the state of Virginia, especially for us here in Nevada. It is so important, because the money that was put into Virginia was also put into Nevada to make sure that we had a Democrat-controlled Senate, Assembly, and governor in place. We're next. And I do not kid you on that. We are next. So you better be paying attention. NRA. Forces. Heading to Virginia. Militia. American militia members. Headed to Virginia. Why? Because they are fast-tracking gun confiscation. I understand if you don't feel comfortable around guns, if you choose not to have one. But it is not, I don't believe it is, the will of the American people, the will of the majority of the American people, to strip law-abiding citizens of their Second Amendment right, of their ability to protect not only themselves, but their home, their family, even their neighbors. If you want to see what a tyrannical government looks like, then you take a look at Virginia right now. And then you prepare yourself for it coming to Nevada. Because like I said, same people, same money, made sure that we had Democrats in control of the legislature and the governorship. Why? Because it's the big push. It is the big push by, I don't want to say the powers that be, because it's not necessarily the powers that be. It's the people with the money. We have a lot of problems in this country. But it is the people with the money. The Bloombergs, the Soroses, the names I don't mention. Rothschilds, Carnegies. The old money. The old, old, old money. That are orchestrating all of this. Because they don't want you to have those rights. We talk a lot about the Second Amendment, the First Amendment. They've already taken over that and scared people with free speech and safe spaces. And everything you say, everything that comes out of your mouth is hate. But when the Second Amendment falls, you can't protect any of the other rights. So I really hope you open up your eyes, even if you don't own a gun. That means that person next to you, your neighbor, who always said that they were going to protect you. There's no protection out there. It's the Monica J. Show, 884-9910. What's on your mind today? I got a great email right after this on this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910. FM News Talk, 99.1.
Oh, woo-hoo to you too on this Monday. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. You got something on your mind, the number's the same, 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I love your emails. I appreciate them so much. And I like putting them away and saving them for later. I'm going to read them when I'm like 90. God, you know, I remember that. So I just received this one this morning. And it's a new year, and we can look back on 2019, and we can be grateful and thankful for some things. So good morning, Monica, and happy new year. Can I be thankful today and not wait for Thanksgiving? Jeffrey Epstein trial by his peers resulted in his death. Harvey Weinstein is going on trial today. There was more talk this weekend about the NFL than impeachment. Colin Kaepernick did not all capitalized there, get a quarterback job. No one knelt during the weekend of playoffs. All of the Hollywood award shows had the lowest ratings of all times, but loved the opening monologue by Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes. They still seem to get drunk on their own spit. Nice Moet commercial, though. Boris Johnson was elected, and Brexit will soon happen. Iraq wants us out. Really? Which is okay by me. The church shooting shows why we should all be able to carry guns. Texas passed a law that allows people to carry in church. One county. Two of the world's worst terrorists are dead. Hunter Biden will have to pay child support. The squad has been quiet. The Democratic candidates, do you have one star? You should see at night in Death Valley without a moon present. Democratic response on the killing of top Iran terrorists was mixed. Mixed! Can you sense that they are pulling their heads out of their rears and moving back from the far left cliffs? where the lemmings were lining up? Apple and Nike, NBA and others are being admonished for the listen to us, holier than thou attitude, while enslaving Chinese workers to terrible conditions. Where are the $15 minimum people now? Just tell the truth. I don't mind people making money. We've moved out of the Vegas attempt to pollute our schools. Don't let the false numbers give you time to celebrate. As we looked up, there is no GPA required to graduate in a Washoe. Can that be true? Get rid of the current temp. The left hand of the Vegas connection. I thought what happened in Vegas should stay in Vegas. Get our kids the discipline and education they need to succeed. I'm sensing more flags are being purchased. And this 4th of July will be, to use the words of the next generation, epic. You're awesome, and I'm feeling the change in large part due to your effort. Keep up the good fight. Brad, it's only my effort in talking about it. It's your effort and the effort of people who are listening and who are waking up that are actually making the difference. So, Brad, this email, your email that you sent me this morning is going in my permanent file. Because I'll never forget that one. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. What's on your mind today? Let's check in with Bob. Hey, Bob.
Good morning, Monica.
How are you this morning?
You know, I'm up and vertical on the sunny side of the grass and ready to help make America great again.
Have you signed 2019 to anything yet?
Don't quite understand. What are you saying?
Have you signed anything that you've dated at 2019?
Oh, no, not yet. You know, I'm up to speed that this is a great year, 2020. And
MAGA 2020.
I'm loving it. This is a great opportunity for us Americans to really knuckle down and get back to the life and liberty protecting principles of our Constitution.
Really is.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, I missed you Thursday night. You're doing okay?
Yes, I am. I spent some very cold hours out with a bunch of kids that were sick, and I'm sitting here wiping my nose as we speak. So I didn't want to pass those germs on to others. I have a problem with that because I'm a hugger and a handshaker, so I knew I wouldn't be able to keep it to myself.
I love it. That's great. And that's one of the things in my life is to help make America great, and that is getting a healthier world. And one of my goals in life is to exterminate cancer. But that, I think, did you get my email? If you got my email, that you know that's just one of the things I wanted to talk about, but that's kind of a lower priority than the other things.
Yes, I'm not sure I got your email. When did you send it?
About 2 minutes ago.
About two minutes ago.
Yeah, I just called in and told them, you know, I've never been on your show, and I apologize for that, but I'm actually in another state to the west of you, okay, over here. In crazy.
We won't tell anybody.
Anyhow, but I am a Nevada resident. I'm going to be working there in Nevada with Sharon Angle on the Election Integrity Project to do what we can to stifle the corruption in the election process. So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about on your show. And again, I don't I don't know the whole venue of your show, but hopefully get people encouraged to say, yeah, I want to help with that. Because we're going to need a lot of people, not just poll watching, but all the other avenues that are so vulnerable to election fraud, the voter harvesting.
So tell me about the Integrity Project. How is this going to work?
We're putting it together. We're putting together a training manual right now, but we're going around, and I still haven't been fully trained, so I'm just giving you a thumbnail sketch of it. But we'll be checking with the different counties and finding out, like, how many people are able to register, and then how many people are really registered, that type of thing, to where we see that the voting rolls are not being kept up. So that's one of the things that we will work with Judicial Watch to get suits against various counties for improper taking care of their voting rolls.
That's very important, because we saw one county in a different state come forward and say, well, we had so many people vote, but we only have this many people that are allowed to vote. And those numbers didn't match up.
Exactly. And that's happening all over the place. I'm not sure what I can say over your radio program, but I refer to it as the deep state cabal of evil one world government. Has a lot of money to put into controlling the elections, and they have. Yeah. They've been utilizing basically, I'm going to say, communist ways of infiltrating, and they have undermined America. What's the right word?
No, they have been undermining our political process and the election process, and they control... I know people don't get this or understand it, but they also control the technology of our voting systems. If you go through the history of where these voting systems are coming from, who owns those companies, and they can be manipulated. You know, we've seen it. Oh, it was a calibration error. How do calibration errors just vote for the other guy and throw your vote out?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous what they're telling people. So, you know, Bob, let's get together and talk about this. We'll talk about it off the air. And I'd love to actually have you call in for an entire segment. I've got other callers waiting, but this sounds incredible, and people need to be involved in this. And I get a lot of questions as to what can I do? How can I help? I'm not used to this. I think this would be a great project for people to get involved in, especially if you're working with Judicial Watch.
Yes, we are.
Mr. Fenton,
we are.
I mean, he is just, I follow him on Twitter, and there's just no better group out there. So I really appreciate that. So, Bob, it was great speaking with you, and we shall talk again. And I just got your email, so.
We'll talk off the air and put together something. I'd be glad to talk to you and to percolate this thing, to get it, get this kind of talk going all over, not just Nevada, but all over the United States. One of the things that I'm trying to do right now is to contact folks like you, but also bigger voices like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, to be talking at least, I'm going to say, like once a week, or just get the narrative up that voting, even attempting to vote more than once, is a felony, and there's prison time, etc. Just to get that air, that attitude out there, that people are talking and saying, "Oh man, the people that have been getting away with voting fraud, this administration is going to crack down on that. We're going to have honest elections from now on." We get that narrative going across the country, and that will tend to stifle it before we just get the information to say, "Oh my goodness, you know, we've had another bad election." But we want to be ahead of the power curve. We want the ounce of prevention versus the ton of evil that's taking place in our nation.
Absolutely. 100%. Amen. Bob, thank you so much for the call. And we will get together soon. It's the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be back with more of your calls right after this on your live and local FM Talk stations.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show. Thank you so much for playing today, 884-9910. And let me tell you, if you weren't sick of Hollywood before, this is going to make your stomach turn. And we can't let people continue to get away with stuff like this. I am begging the Secret Service or any law enforcement agency to crawl so far up this guy's you-know-what that he can taste the leather of the gloves. A Hollywood headliner literally has told Islamic radicals that he'd take on the job of assassinating the president. So this tweet went out, hashtag Iranian. Authorities have put out a bounty on President Trump's head. They did it during the televised funeral of General Soleimani, after he was assassinated. They say he was assassinated. I think it was doing the world a favor. So they ask, what are your thoughts? Because it's like $80 million bounty. George Lopez. George Lopez replied, we'll do it for half. He thinks he's a comedian. But literally, says it was a joke. That's not funny. That's not funny at all. That you would assassinate the president for $40 million? I really, truly hope that the Secret Service and other law enforcement agencies just take him on. Because you know what? He doesn't have the cojones to do it. But I'm sure that some of his fans, more than likely members of different cartels, the Sinaloas, take your pick, would have no problem doing that whatsoever. That disgusts me. Keep that in mind next time you see George Lopez on a billboard here, because he does perform here. That just disgusts me. I'm so glad his show is off the air. That is actually coming out from the Hollywood News. So, WND News Services, just in case you want to take a look at it. When are we going to stop saying that or trying to cover offensive things with, it's a joke? It's just a joke. That's funny because I don't recall people joking about assassinating Obama. Even though he divided this country beyond all recognition. Yet Bill de Blasio is saying that Trump is the one that is doing that. Trump is the one that his hateful speeches. I have not heard one speech yet that our duly elected president has given that implies any hate in any way, shape, or form. Protecting our borders, protecting our sovereignty, protecting our rights, protecting our country from foreign. That's not hate. That's love of country and love of protecting American citizens from the hate. I can totally see a Trump landslide unless people are messing with our voting system. So we'll keep an eye on that. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.